Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Yesterday, Bob, I decided it was time to tackle the issue that was my desk.
Enough's enough.
Yeah, basically. It was out of hand. I had so many wires coming from what was one computer, three screens, a set of speakers, and a keyboard that wasn't even attached.
It's all stuff you just inherited from Scudder, basically.
Well, that was what I was going to say. The irony of this whole thing is, A, the day I decided to do it, we had a tech guy in the building who probably would have cringed to see what I was doing. And B, Scudder appeared for like 5 minutes.
He did visit, yeah.
Again, probably could have just been like, hey, could you let me know the secrets to what all this is? There were things back there that I've never seen connected to a computer in my life, and I didn't understand any of it. You took the, you know, valiant road of just leaving me to it to start off with. You left.
It's a small office that we share, and I wasn't going to get in between it.
Fair enough. Look, lucky for you, I did record it. You do also make an appearance in this towards the end. But this is basically how it went for me, trying to pull apart my computers. So to start things off, I'm going to unplug what I know does work, and that is the laptop and also the mouse, because that's a safe bet. And that's pretty much where my knowledge ends. What the other? Oh, okay, hang on. Laptop means cord. Right, so that's... I'm also got a black cord here. I don't know what that's attached to. I'm going with the theory that I've been running off a laptop this whole time, so therefore anything plugged into a wall isn't needed. I have safely detached a keyboard, one point to me. I've unplugged something that was so important, it was blue tacked to the table. I think I'm going to go ask Whitey if I need this. All right, Whitey, I don't know what this is.
That's a USB hub. Keep that.
Great, keeping that. Thanks. It was well and good that Bob left me here, but I feel like I'm about to break something. It's Brooke's IT service, where the service is bad, but the rates are cheap. Yeah. This whole thing sounds like a joke they're going to tell in our IT department one day. Did you hear about the breakfast announcer that tried to dismantle a computer setup? Bob has returned to the office. Bob, what are you thinking?
I mean, there's a lot of crap all over the place.
But does it look dismantled?
It does look dismantled.
Turns out the thing I said earlier that I was going to need Bob for, I definitely needed Bob for. I would have broken it otherwise. I would officially call this dismantled. Problem is remantling. Well, Bob, it looks like I'm all set up and ready to go again. You wanted another screen, so I guess I'll just leave that with you.
Are you not taking any screens? You've just got the one now.
I don't know how to connect them, so I'll just leave them.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
It's Brooke's IT service, where the service is bad, but the rates are cheap. Yeah. Hire me for all your IT needs. Brooke's IT service.
Done.
It's done, it's dusted, and it's effective. Just don't look in the office.
Yeah, see if we can get anything done today.
That's it.